We're talking baseball right now. We are joined by an MLB Network insider, a Sports Illustrated senior writer, three-time National Sports Writer of the Year, three-time Emmy Award winner, New York Times bestselling author, and Tom Verducci is going to join Bob Costas and John Smoltz to call tonight's Yankees at Astros game on MLB Network, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Remember, you can read Tom's work on SI.com. Tom, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I am great, Jan. How are you?
Super. Great to talk to you. All right, so you're calling that game tonight, New York and Houston. The Yankees, Tom, have dropped two straight in Houston, and they learned that Luis Severino is going to be out for at least six more weeks with that lat strain. So let me start right there. How big of a blow is that for the Yanks?
Well, that's a really big blow because now you're looking probably shutting him down for 6 weeks. He's going to need another 5 weeks to get cranked up, essentially a second spring training. So really you're looking at all-star break or beyond if you're going to see Severino back on the mound, and that's a best-case scenario. That's a big blow because as much as the Yankees love their bullpen, he is one of those guys who they figured they could get 190 to 200 innings from. They no longer have anybody like that in their rotation, so it becomes more of a patchwork rotation. So there's kind of a cascading effect on the bullpen. But meanwhile, Jim, the bullpen has lost four games already, and they've lost leads in the seventh inning or later the last two nights against Houston. That was supposed to be the backbone of the team.
Tom Verducci joining us. In fact, to that point, Tom, is that just a bad start to the season for that bullpen, or is that a sign of something worse?
Yeah, I think it's a bad start, but I will tell you this, Jim, that with as many strikeout arms as they have in their bullpen, and they probably have more than any team in baseball, they are sometimes going to lose the strike zone and beat themselves. You saw it happen with Britton. You saw it happen with Ottavino. Betances is on the DL. It happens from him to time to time. Chapman, even at some time. Those guys lose the strike zone. They don't defend the running game. They can get beat without giving up a lot of hits between walks, wild pitches, stolen bases. So from time to time, that's going to happen to the Yankee bullpen. But over 162, this still should be one of the best bullpens in the league.
We were talking to Tom Verducci. All right, Tom, what about Houston? They start the season 2-5, but they have ripped off five straight, including three come-from-behind wins. How does Houston look to you right now?
I really, really like this team, Jim. I mean, they're just starting to hit their stride right now. We'll see. Bregman left game last night with a hamstring injury. It doesn't look too serious, maybe just missed one game. But they've got a great vibe on that team. And I know people look at that staff, and they said, well, you know, Keuchel's not there anymore. Lance McCullers out with the Tommy John surgery. Did they have enough starting pitching? Colin McHugh has stepped in and just been lights out. He's going tonight against the Yankees. And they have a kid in the minor leagues, I think, is one of the best prospects coming up. You're going to see Forrest Whitley. Reminds me of Walker Buehler a little bit, that he can make an impact straight out of the gate as a rookie. So I think Houston's really well positioned. I think they're the best team in the American League.
Tom Verducci joining us, trying to cover as much ground as I can with you, Tom. You were in Washington last week, for instance, for Bryce Harper's return as well. What did you make of the scene that greeted him and how he responded in that first game with three hits, including that monster bomb and the bat flip?
I'll be honest with you, Jim, it surprised me. I mean, this guy gave 7 years to the Nationals. They made him a contract offer that was about $100 million less in net present value than what he signed for. It really was a non-competitive offer. He didn't leave on any bad terms, and yet it was an overwhelmingly negative reaction when he walked back in the ballpark. I thought the classy thing to do was to give him one ovation, you know, thanks for those years, and then after that he's a Philly, and you can go ahead and boo him and get on him as you would a visiting player, but no recognition for what he gave that franchise. I was really disappointed in it. It didn't surprise me that Bryce stepped up, responded with three hits, the home run, two extra base hits, three RBIs. He's a red light kind of guy, Jim. When that camera light goes on, he responds. He's done it his whole life. I mean, think about it. This kid's been playing as the guy on the field from the time he was probably 10 years old, right? You know, he never had the luxury of just not being accountable, of hiding in the shadows of somebody else. Pressure, spotlight, always on him. I got to be honest with you, Jim. I've known him since he was 16 years old. I see a different Bryce Harper right now. I think he's much more relaxed. He's having more fun than I've ever seen him have on a baseball field. Listen, he's off to a crazy start here the first couple of weeks. It's not going to hold up for 162. But I could just tell, just mentally, body image on the field, the way he's moving, I haven't seen Bryce like this, and this should be his best year as it's starting to look like it.
Tom Verducci is joining us. Now, Tom, you've also got a piece up on SI.com about the managers of the Nationals and the Phillies, Dave Martinez and Gabe Kapler. And then also you get into, of course, the use of analytics in Major League Baseball. Like, when you look at the impact of the analytic departments, how much of the game right now, Tom, is played on paper? In other words, what percentage of the decisions that are made by managers today are all about the numbers?
A lot of them, but they have more numbers to deal with. I mean, listen, there are some cases where management will suggest lineup changes to managers, matchups. Everybody knows what matchups they want going into a game. And it used to be you did it by gut feel. You know, I like this guy in a certain spot pinch hitting or pitching the eighth inning. Now, the way they match up, it's interesting. The way they match up these matchups late in the game, which is what the game is from the sixth inning on, they're matching up your stuff on the mound, the way you pitch, the plane of your pitch against the plane of somebody else's swing. It's no longer just, you know, right versus right or left versus left or very simple, you know, he's two hits out of six at bats. People throw those away now. It's much more scientific. Managers have all that information. But in talking to those two guys specifically, rookie managers who I thought were very conventional when it came to running games by the book and by the numbers, they realize there still has to be a place in this game for reacting to what you see out there. And I think both managers are a little more balanced this year in that regard, and I think you have to be. Yeah, the numbers tell you a lot. I think it's crazy to just not look at them, but there are some points in the game where you have to say, I know what the numbers say, but what I'm looking at now is going to change my mind.
Tom Verducci joins me for another moment or so. Tom, I'm curious, what about the players? Not just in Philadelphia, but the players around Major League Baseball. What do they make of the way that managers approach the game now?
Well, it's interesting. Last year at the Phillies, I thought Gabe turned off some of his players by trying to get every little incremental edge that he could get. For instance, last year he had Scott Kingery in the starting lineup in the second inning. Second inning, when his spot came around, he pinch hit for him. The dude never even got an AB in the game. Huh. Professional baseball players don't like that. And I'm sure he had a very good analytical reason to do that. But players don't like it. I see that as a sign of disrespect when you're looking at the numbers to that degree. But I will tell you this, Jim, there's a generational divide. I think the young players coming up are very comfortable with analytics. They understand the numbers. They want them themselves. Older players, maybe not so much. So I think the younger players now are more in groove and more in sync with what managers are doing in terms of analytics.
All right, Tom, I noticed that you're going to give the commencement address to the College of Communications at Penn State next month, which is an incredible honor unto itself. What's it mean to you to be going back to your alma mater, and do you know what you're planning to talk to them about specifically?
Well, it's huge. You know, it's a great honor. There's no question about it. I had a great time at Penn State. My oldest son went to Penn State, so I'll be speaking from the heart in regards to my connection to the school. But I got a note from the school, Jim, that told me the speech has to be between 8 to 10 minutes. Mm. I was preparing for this magnus opus, right? I guess that's the young generation, the analytical generation. The attention span's a lot shorter. So the hardest thing to do is to write concisely, quickly, short, and still be, you know, punchy and interesting. So I got my work cut out for me in terms of getting 8 to 10 minutes try to keep these kids awake.
Oh, no joke. That's a challenge. That is definitely a challenge. To boil that down to 8 to 12 minutes is not going to be easy, but I know you're up for it. Tom Verducci is an MLB Network insider. Again, you can join or watch him join Bob Costas and John Smoltz to call tonight's Yankees at Astros game on MLB Network, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And you can read Tom's work on SI.com. Tom, great to have you back. Appreciate it so much.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day. Tom Verducci,